destroy the Easter Bunny idol and show its followers the wrath of the true God.
The children cheered as the elf dashed off towards a circle of evergreens where the enemy youth had a 7-foot idol of the Easter Bunny holding a large phylogeric mushroom. Bunny Colt had cast a spell that prevented the Xmas cult from directly attacking the idol. This cult had 5 followers. The high priest was away with young Choli Bentley. They snuck off school grounds into a nearby wheat field and were even now pulling down their pants to look at each other's genitals with innocent wonder. The other 3, Jake, Rose, and Chester, were chilling out by the idol and sharing a cigarette. Suddenly, the Easter Bunny idol began to rock violently. It was made out of dried mud and clay, and it began cracking, pieces falling away. The children could only watch in horror. The torso burst open, and the whole thing fell into fragments. Behind it, and obviously the cause of its downfall, stood a strained-looking elf. Face glowing red, eyes filled with menace. The young cultists were too scared to signal to the high priest, and instead they ran. Their only plan was to make it within sight of the school ground monitor. Supernatural beings seldom stayed visible and acting on this plane of existence when adults were in sight. Jake, like the others, was enhanced with the tobacco spirit, and he ran insanely fast, blurring well away from the sprinting elf. So the elf does a quick turn and sprints towards Rose, spittle flying from its mouth as it cursed in a language forgotten by mankind. Chester saw what was going down, and he picked up a branch and rushed the elf as it caught up with the screaming girl. A desperate downward swing onto the spirit being's head, and the impact drove the branch out of Chester's hand. He ran as fast as he could, Rose behind him. They rounded the corner and saw the principal lecturing Jake about something, her finger pointing and thrusting like a dagger. They tapped him on the shoulder playfully as they ran by. Meanwhile, Chep was in his 4th hour of sleep. Green drool oozed down his cheek to gather on the floor in a slowly moving strand. He still twitched every few minutes, but his brain was nearly shut down. Even the involuntary life support systems were choking. Upstairs, the phone rang. 5 rings and silence.